This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
And you're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Time now for One-on-One with a Professional, but we have two professionals in this morning. Just a regular show here. Go ahead. You have the mic. Have to share the mic here a little bit, but introduce yourselves. Tell us where you're from. What you're with. Who you're with.
My name's Kenny Seals. I'm with the Oak Park Neighborhood Council Group and Green Country Group, and we live in Oak Park. I've lived in Oak Park all my life, and for 40 years, and we take care of the parks and. The two parks at Oak Park, and we mow them and maintain them. Even though they do belong to this city, we take care of them. And there's about four of us in the group that does the work, and we would like to try to get more people to come and help us, volunteer to help us mow and weed eat and help keep the park up, because for just us four, it's a pretty good job. And I still work part-time. The other two gentlemen are retired, and we're coming down this morning to have a celebration for Eddie Mason. Eddie Mason was our city councilman for two terms in Oak Park area, and also a retired Bartlesville police officer. And when I joined the club in 2012, I was retired once, and then some of the guys that I know real well, they're friends of mine, and we associate quite a bit, and they wanted me to join the club, and I did, and I'm really glad that I did, because there's a lot of wonderful people in our club, and we all work together and try to make things easy for the children, because we do it all for the children in Oak Park. The Playground Association is where we're going to have the dedication for Eddie Mason, and it's going to be Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, and we're going to serve hot dogs to the kids and chips and cookie and water, and that'll give them a chance to go ahead and play on the playground equipment which the city had put in for us for that purpose. And a lot of the kids out there, they walk to the park and play, and there's a real good group of the children, you know. They're probably from 5 to 15, you know, but some of them, the older sisters and brothers come and bring them, and I go by there a lot just about every day, and it's always wonderful to see that some of the parents come with the kids, and so the kids will have a nice place to play, and that's the reason we keep it all up for the kids. We also do the bigger park on Parkview, which where the swimming pool was at one time when Oak Park was had a swimming pool and a playground down there for the people that come and swam. And now it's we no longer have a swimming pool anymore, but it's all been covered in. But we still have the park, and it still has to be maintained and kept up nice. And that's what we really try to do, is we mow it probably about every 6 to 8 days or every 2 weeks. And it's keeps us four pretty well tied down, you know. It takes a while to do that, and that is the reason that we would like to have some more volunteers to come to our association meetings fourth Tuesday of each month. And our meetings are in the Oak Park Methodist Church in the kitchen area where we have our meetings, and our meetings last about an hour, a little over, and we try to have usually a guest speaker once or twice a month that comes and speaks for us, and lets us know a little bit more about the community. And Oak Park is still a nice place to live. It's when we had our school out there, it was really nice, and now we no longer have the school, but we still have a lot of people in Oak Park, and we have a lot of younger kids in Oak Park, and that's the reason that a lot of the younger kids are playing at the playground. And I visit with several different families from time to time and down there, and just let them know that we have a place for the kids to play, and we have restroom facilities down there for them, and they can come and play and have a great time at the park. You know, it's playground equipment is really nice. It's new, and it's the city helps us keep it up, and we work real close with the city, they have been really a help to us and on getting things done at the park for the children.
And Mr. Orr, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Tony Orr, and I'm part of the Oak Park Community Association, mm-hmm. too, and I help maintain mainly I work on the South Park and keep it mowed and picked up and cleaned up, make it safe for the kids and the families to go down and enjoy it. I've been in Oak Park for 45 years. Eddie Mason was my neighbor across the street and got me involved with it. And of course, I've known Eddie for longer than that even. But we try to make a community out there safe for the young people and young kids out there that we have, and try to keep it up the best we can. Like I said, between the four of us, that's an awful lot of mowing. And in our association, we've got together and we've bought a new 60-inch cut zero-turn mower that makes our job a little bit easier. But it's still a job, and we could use all the help we could get out there as volunteers. Just get a hold of me or Kenny if anybody's interested in any kind of volunteering work. We'd be glad to help you, glad to have you.
And so, we're talking about the mowing. How big is the area that you as, collective four have to mow? I mean, you said you kind of take over at the South part, so I guess you split it up into portions here. But still, as a whole, that's got to be a lot of land to cover as far as mowing.
I can't tell you how much land it is, but I can tell you I spend 3.5 hours running a 60-inch cut lawnmower as fast as it'll go, mm-hmm. to mow one. That's just the South Park. That's not the playground.
And so we're talking, at least everything's about, as big as that. We're talking 3, 6, 9, 12 hours worth of just mowing.
Yes, right. Mowing and weed eating. And
Kenny does most of the weed eating. He's the youngster of the bunch, so he gets to do the weed eating. Which the rest of us are just not physically capable of doing. And that's where we could use most of our help is weed eating and just maintaining the parks and picking them up and getting trash picked up and things like that is where we need help.
Now, you mentioned that the mower that you guys just recently got is the equipment. If people wanted to volunteer, would they need to bring their own equipment?
We have enough equipment right now as it is. I believe we got enough push mower, don't we? Kenny, don't
yes,
have
sir.
An extra
right.
push mower.
Right.
We got extra weed eater.
Right.
We've got two riding mowers, a small one and then the large one. Mm-hmm. And we try to keep them maintained too. So it's a never-ending thing for all of us.
Now, is there an age limit or an age that you were looking for specifically for volunteers, or just anybody that's willing to volunteer?
Anybody that's willing to volunteer. In anybody, we joke about needing younger help because we're all retirement age or above, and we'd like to have some younger fellas in there, maybe make the job a little easier for us.
Well, you're young fellows. You need a little bit younger than that, just maybe a little under retirement age. But I guess the reason I ask that is people wanted to. I know there's a lot of organizations around the city of Bartlesville that are in need of service hours for whatever they're doing. Is that something that you would offer? I guess for
yes,
I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm a Boy Scout, and so I know
right,
community
yes.
service hours are yes. sometimes hard to come by. It seems
right. Right.
We have in the past. We've had a couple of scouts have helped us as their projects. We're not having real good luck with it right now, but we have in the past.
All right, so from One Eagle to all the scouts out there, if you're looking for some hours, they could definitely use some help.
Yes.
Not necessarily easy, but but definitely some much needed help.
Yeah,
yes, very much
out there. So you have a lot of mowing going on, but you do a good job maintaining it. You do a good job maintaining the park. You mentioned the playground equipment, and you mentioned the city has helped install that and keep that up. But
absolutely.
Do you guys do maintenance on that as well, or is there maintenance?
We haven't had to on that stuff.
Okay.
The city's pretty well taken care of the maintenance on the playground equipment and things. We also put on, once a year, we put on what we call a Panther Party.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the school. They always had a school party, was a Panther Party.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cake walk and beanbag toss and tug of war and face painting. We have all sorts of things for the kids. And we put that on once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real big thing. It brings a lot of kids out and have a good time with them.
And of course, you both have mentioned this several times. Everything that you do almost is for the kids here, for
absolutely.
The kids in this park.
Right,
yep,
yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And so is that a big focal point, I guess, of your group is to, why are we doing this? This is for the children.
Well,
yes.
The main reason we have to do this is because without our school now, that takes our Megan's Law away from that area. And for us to maintain Megan's Law in effect for Oak Park, because it's so isolated out there, we have to have both of those parks to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main reason we do it, is we want a protection for the kids, and we just want to make a good, safe haven for the kids out in Oak Park.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit now, talking about a dedication that's coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's tomorrow. Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Eddie Mason a little bit. Who was he? What does he mean to y'all? And obviously, he's got to be something important if you're going to name a park after him.
Okay, Eddie Mason. He was one of our board members and our president of the Oak Park group for two terms, and he had to resign due to bad health. And so this is the reason that we want to name the park after him. And he was he kept things going for us, and he was also a Bartlesville police officer for over 25 years, which he retired. And after he retired, he still helped quite a bit at the park and what he could, and done what he could, for us. And but he kept up on a lot of the activities in the Bartlesville area that was going on, and he would let us know what was going on. He lived in Oak Park for several years, across the road from Tony, and they're in Oak Park, and Tony lives in Oak Park, and I also do too. And the people that wants to help us, wants to volunteer to help us, they don't have to live in Oak Park,
Mm-hmm.
They can just volunteer, but Eddie was a real super guy for the Oak Park area. He was kept things going, and he was really handy to have with the kids and things like that. And it's all for the kids,
mm-hmm.
That's the main reason we do what we do is. Eddie done a great job for us as long as he was our councilman, and now we have a new councilman, so he's beginning to get into the groove of things, and he's also busy too. But
absolutely.
But Eddie was really great for us.
Done a lot of good work for a park, and
right.
Also a good friend.
Right,
yes,
right.
Very
and,
good.
He, and then we had the police department put up a new sign there on the playground that has Eddie's name on it, and that's the reason we want to have a dedication for Eddie. And Eddie's wife, she helped too, and so they were a real good couple and done a lot of things for the Oak Park area.
Yeah, Eddie was also kind of key in us getting our neighborhood watch organized out there in Oak Park too. And I've known Eddie even before he was a policeman for Bartlesville. He was a policeman for Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was real concerned about Oak Park. He really cared about Oak Park. Really had a great concern for the kids out there and stuff, and he was a good fellow to have with us. And you mentioned, anybody have to live in Oak Park? No. As a matter of fact, one of our top guys actually lives in Colonial that has helped us up to his health. Mm-hmm. It was failing him a little bit, and so he chose to opt out. But he helped us for 4 or 5 years there.
Right.
You can depend on him every time for the mowing and the cleanup days. So anybody, it doesn't make any difference where they're from.
So anybody welcome to help volunteer. And, of course, volunteers are asked and needed always, you know, in any organization, but especially here. So the dedication is coming up tomorrow. You mentioned this a little bit earlier.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry?
Tuesday.
The dedication is going to be on Tuesday. Tuesday evening from 6 to 8, and it's going to be at the playground. And we're also going to have Ed Gordon speak, and also Rocky Bivard on the police department. He's the captain on the police department, and he's going to be speaking in Tom Holland's behalf, because Tom is going to be out of town. And I have talked to both of them, and they're really willing to come and speak for a few minutes and let the people in the Oak Park area know how Eddie was connected with them and what he done in our area.
That seems like a real special time. As we're looking at our time here, we're wrapping things up a little bit. How can people get involved? Again, I know we talked about this, but it's always easy. It's always better to repeat it. How can people get involved? Where can they go? Who can they call again for more information?
Okay, they can call me. My name's Kenny Seals, we're with the group and. We have the fourth Tuesday of every month a meeting in Oak Park at the Methodist Church. We have a little happy hour thing from 6:30 to 7, and then we bring treats and coffee and tea and things like that before we have our meeting, and then we have our meeting. But anybody is willing to come and join and be part of us, and that's what we would like to have.
Yeah, we just like to have them. From, doesn't make any difference who or where they're from. We'd like to have them as part of our group, not only for our recruiting for labor help, but we just like to have people know what we're doing and what we're concerned about in Oak Park.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning. Hopefully we'll get you some volunteers, but I appreciate that, and enjoy the ceremony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Well, coming up on the program today, we'll take a look at our latest fishing report.